Nigeria's president, Umaru Yar'Adua, told a visiting OPEC delegation that Nigeria cannot meet its current production quota of 1.8 million barrels per day. At peak production levels, the country can pump around 2.6 million barrels per day. Mr. Yar'Adua reassured OPEC officials that attacks on the oil industry that sharply reduced Nigerian oil output have subsided thanks to the amnesty program.
Our problem is over. The agitations and the militancy arising from the oil and gas industry in Nigeria is over. And now I think the situation is back to normal, and within 6 months maximum, it will be part of our national history.
The violence has subsided in recent months, but industry analysts caution it is too early to say if the security situation in the oil-producing region has improved. The U.S. Embassy is urging restraint and dialogue in resolving outstanding issues relating to the amnesty. The amnesty program brought in more than 8,000 militants, but the peace process has been called a sham by the main militant group. The amnesty granted immunity from prosecution to any militant who renounced violence before October 4th. The chief amnesty coordinator, Air Vice Marshal Lucky Arare, says tough action will be taken against militants still operating in the region.
You are not supposed to carry arms. As from 4th of October, any person that bears arms illegally and is seen or caught will be dealt with according to the law.
Since the 1970s, Nigeria has pumped more than $300 billion worth of crude from the Southern Delta state, according to estimates. But high unemployment, environmental degradation due to oil and gas exploitation, and a lack of basic resources such as fresh water and electricity have angered some of the region's youth and incited them to take up arms. The government says the amnesty is the first step to bring peace to the region, but skeptics question whether the amnesty will bring an end to the violence, saying the government has done very little to create employment or training opportunities for those who handed over their guns. Gilbert DeCastro for VOA News, Abuja.